Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sleepy senators are due back on Capitol Hill this hour to begin voting on amendments to what President Trump calls his big, beautiful spending bill.
Senators debated the sweeping tax and spending package late into the night. Republican Mike Crapo pushing to get it passed before the president's Friday, July 4th timeline.
This bill represents historic savings for taxpayers, far exceeding the spending reductions in the past by hundreds of billions of dollars.
But Democratic Senator Andy Kim urged his fellow lawmakers.
History and the American people are watching. You still have time.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Deliberations get underway today at Sean Combs' trial. If he is convicted, CBS's Katrina Kaufman has the answer from New York.
With racketeering conspiracy, that is up to life in prison. With sex trafficking, there's a mandatory minimum of 15 years, and there are two of those charges. And then with transportation to engage in prostitution, that's a max of 10 years per charge.
An ambush in northwest Idaho.
Another Coeur d'Alene firefighter down. We need law enforcement immediately.
Officials say two firefighters were killed after a gunman deliberately set a brush fire, then shot them when they arrived at the scene. Police found the suspect's body with a weapon nearby. Correspondent Omar Villafranca reports from Coeur d'Alene.
There's still a lot we do not know. We don't know the gunman's name. We don't know a motive. But investigators believe he acted alone, and they've been working all night to try to make sense of what happened here.
A third firefighter was injured. A double rescue at sea after a child on a Disney cruise fell overboard near Fort Lauderdale. Onlookers clapping as a Disney spokesperson says members of the crew rescued the little girl and her father. He jumped in to save her as the Disney Dream was cruising the waters between the Bahamas and Florida on its way back to port in Fort Lauderdale. Photos show they launched life preservers and a rescue boat within minutes. It's not clear how the child fell from Deck 4, which has a walking track and plexiglass safety barriers. It's opening day at Wimbledon, and athletes are bound to be hot under the collar. For real, the temperature could get close to 90 at the All England Club in London. This spectator from Scotland's feeling it.
Yeah, well, I'm struggling because I'm from Inverness, so it never gets this warm up north. So it's about 20 degrees warmer than I'm used to, and I'm sunburnt all over.
It hit a record high of 115 in southern Spain today. The European heat wave is expected to last until Wednesday. Dow futures up 211. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police from Racine, Kenosha, and across the state are offering condolences after Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Quarter was pronounced dead yesterday. He was fatally shot while responding to a call last Thursday. His partner, Officer Christopher McCray, was also shot but is recovering. A suspect is in custody. The Racine Common Council will vote tomorrow on overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a gas station and convenience store project on Washington Avenue. Supporters say it would provide fresh food and tax revenue. The mayor is raising concerns about liquor licenses. A Racine man convicted of shooting his mother's boyfriend, claiming self-defense, has been sentenced to 5 years probation. It could have been a 60-year prison term. The victim did survive with permanent arm injuries. A Stop the Billionaire giveaway bus tour comes to Racine today. It's organized by groups called Fair Share Wisconsin and Unrig Our Economy. It's meant to rally opposition to federal budget and tax proposals. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have launched a $3 million AI lab to help Wisconsin manufacturers adopt automation technology. The aim is to boost innovation and competitiveness statewide. And the Recplex in Pleasant Prairie is putting a new rooftop solar system on the facility. It's expected to cut energy use by 15% and save nearly $4 million over the system's lifespan. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asked why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball. And it's been the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits and 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 73.
WRJN. I said she would be down. I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. Look so and fine. I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the belt to get her out of my heart. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt.
Angeles Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday, but Monday of a short work week.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal. Listening to Buck Owens. Do-do-do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do-do-do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do-do-do. Looking out my back door.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Just wait and see. You
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Racine Raiders, man, they had an exciting game at Horlick Field last Saturday, but they won by a touchdown that was scored in the final 36 seconds. So, yay, big game, big win, and now that was over the Alabama Beavers. They're taking on Fayetteville next Saturday at home here at Horlick Field. And it's the game's going to start 6:45 with the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff on WRJN. Sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. By Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. By Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination. And by Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Raiders playing some exciting games. You can see them this Saturday or hear them here on WRJN.
Big deals. June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Bye-bye.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus bringing in the seagulls so that I can give you the WRJN Sand and Surf Report. High of 84 today, waves will be under 1 foot, and the water temperature is 67.5 degrees. We could see some rain off and on during the day. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach style color one stroke at a time.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me.
every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's another update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tomorrow night, the Racine Common Council will consider overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a project to open a new gas station and convenience store on Washington Avenue. It's that location right next to the Popeyes. The mayor's veto cited concerns about liquor licenses and questioned the project's impact. Supporters say the business would offer fresh food and much-needed tax revenue, and that the would-be owner followed all required city procedures to apply. The council meets tomorrow at 6 in the Racine Public Library. Police departments in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state are offering condolences to the MPD. The Milwaukee Police Department yesterday announced the death of Officer Kendall Quarter. Quarter was fatally shot while responding to a shots fired call last Thursday. He was 32 years old with 6 years of service. His partner, Officer Christopher McCray, was also shot but is expected to recover. The suspected shooter was arrested with now homicide among the likely charges. A bus tour comes to Racine today. It's called the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour and is organized by groups called Fair Share America and Unrig Our Economy. It's meant to bring together local and state leaders to oppose federal budget and tax proposals they say would hurt Wisconsin families. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and State Representative Greta Neubauer will speak at the event outside the courthouse. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 73.
Three Degrees did When Will I See You Again. The Three Supremes did Back in My Arms Again. See what I did there? I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN, and I'm Dan Marcus. Did the Beach Boys, or did the Beach Boys not, sing on the next song? I've heard it both ways. So I asked the artist who sang the song, Beach Boys or Soundalike Band. He will, once and for all, clear up the mystery. It's a great song, a big hit, and one of my favorites. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is next. So, or should I call myself Columbo for solving the mystery? On WRJN.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine & Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This song, Spring of 1972 by B.J. Thomas, it's Rock and Roll Lullaby. And for a long time, there was a debate. Is that really the Beach Boys behind him singing backup? Or is that a sound-alike band? So when I got B.J. Thomas on the phone, I asked him point blank.
You had how many famous people on the recording that song behind you?
You know, we had some great all-time stars. We had Darlene Love and Chiffons and the Blossoms, a couple of groups back in the 50s. We had Dwayne Eddy play guitar.
Dwayne Eddy, the same man who did
David
Rebel.
Somerville sang, right. Sang some parts in it, some falsetto parts. You know, he's the guy that sang Little Darlin'.
Right.
Probably the best produced record I've ever done.
And who was that band from California that was backing you on that?
Well, you know, we were supposed to have the Beach Boys on there, but we had an appointment with Brian to record the thing. Then we couldn't find him again. That was back in his day too. And we put some guys on the record that worked with Jan and Dean, and they impersonated the Beach Boys, and it came out pretty good.
Rock and Roll Lullaby. Boy, sure sounds like the Beach Boys. But it's not. Now mystery solved. You're welcome. Here's BJ Thomas, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be. So we grew up together, my mama, child, and me. She'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby, and she'd sing, "Sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama." Sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, "Sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight.
BJ Thomas, Rock and Roll Lullaby. And boy, I was surprised to learn that was not the Beach Boys, because they did that so well. I was convinced when that song came out that was the Beach Boys. It was not. So I thank BJ Thomas for clearing that up for us. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN. We'll be right back. news, timeless hits, WRJN. CBS News, local news, local sports, local weather, coming up.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Down. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Senate will come to order.
Hours after debate wound down, sleepy lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill ahead of a vote on the president's massive spending plan. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Today, Senate Republicans have to decide. Choose the American people or bow down to Donald Trump and his coterie of billionaires.
Majority Leader John Thune defending the plan's changes to health care coverage.
Yes, there are some improvements and reforms to Medicaid to make it more efficient, to make sure that the people who are supposed to benefit from Medicaid do, and that it doesn't go to people who shouldn't benefit from Medicaid.
North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, who voted against advancing the package, denounced the cuts, later said he would not run for re-election. We've just heard from the Supreme Court on a more than 50-year-old federal campaign finance law. Justices say they will take up a Republican-led push to wipe away limits on how much political parties can spend on candidates for Congress and president. The High Court upheld the same rule in 2001. A double save at sea.
A Disney cruise line ship was returning to Fort Lauderdale when a child fell overboard and her father jumped.